The North and the South will do battle in Keokuk's Rand Park the next couple days during the city's annual Civil War reenactment. The weekend's activities got underway last night with a celebration of the end of the war. It's the first time this event was part of the reenactment. It included a stop in the kitchen, as Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
White almond cake. Butter, eggs, flour, almonds, you know the drill. Sprinkle on some powdered sugar, and you're ready to eat.
The favorite cake has taken on a life of its own.
That's Max Daniels of Wheaton, who portrays President Abraham Lincoln at events throughout the Midwest.
Mr. Lincoln was not a picky eater. Whatever Mrs. Lincoln fixed was what Mr. Lincoln would eat. But for some reason, someone along the way decided that the white almond cake was his favorite.
And so to mark the president's attendance at the Lee County Historical Society's cessation celebration, there was plenty of white almond cake for guests to sample. This is the first time the city hosted a cessation celebration. Society President Sue Olson says her organization wanted to offer something new.
And we wanted to kind of head up the whole weekend, so that's what we're doing. We're just like starting out with a bang and then going on to the cannons that make the big bang.
The celebration at the Samuel Miller House and Museum featured live music, period costumes, and plenty of food beyond the white almond cake. President Lincoln was not only a guest, he was also the doorman.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Keep your hands inside the right at all times.
And the keynote speaker.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty.
Max Daniels' wife Donna portrays Mary Todd Lincoln. She says having a reception to start the reenactment was a great idea.
By the time we get to Sunday afternoon and the end of the battle, which when you might expect to have a reception like this, most of the reenactors and such are trying to pack up and get back home because a lot of them have to be back to work on Monday morning. They can't stay.
The event seemed to go over quite well as dozens turned out for the celebration. And those who came seemed to enjoy the white almond cake as the first one lasted less than a half hour. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.